module thing.
Oh my goodness, that song taking us out of
segment two
was foreshadowed earlier in this segment. Oh. So there.
It's a nice bookend.
Very, very much, much requested. But I had to get to, this being the end of the second segment, I had to get into the top one. What is it? Top 100 best games of all time?
100 best games of all time.
100, not top 100
not
best
top,
games, because I guess best.
Not greatest and not ever, mm-hmm. all time, 100
best. Best.
So how did this come about? Didn't Brett just say like...
Cynicism!
Didn't Brett just say... Hey, we're 5 years old. We've never done 100. Let's do it.
That's exactly what he said.
Not across all platforms, I guess.
We've never done, like, we're known for lists, and we've got lists about arms and lists about scorpions and lists about fucking everything else, but we've never done what is kind of the most basic thing a magazine or website ever does, is a top 100 of topic that magazine covers.
And am I alone in saying that, like, I hate those?
I love them.
I never wanted to do
alone.
One of these.
It's been a very miserable experience doing this, but I think it was worth doing.
I don't disagree.
Kind of thought of that as being the providence of like really snooty publications like Edge or Next Gen or
sort of.
GameSpot.
Everybody does.
Like I can't
name a game magazine they did.
No, I'm not saying that at all, but I've always hated doing that. I've hated like here's the stuff I love, put it in order. No, why do I have to fucking do that? I'd hate putting it in order.
Well, the order is hard, but I think it was definitely fun.
The meeting alone,
which we recorded, I don't know how much of it came out. We might publish it as its own weird podcast.
The meeting alone was like, I was looking forward to that for several days ahead of time. Like I'm like antsy at home, like tomorrow.
It was a 4.5 hour meeting.
It went from 2:00 to 6:30, and Henry like rested early the days before, make sure he wouldn't be sick for the day.
Grim
rested up as best
and
I could.
Grim, who's not here with us, he left already, but he just would just games that were just cherished so much. You'd be like, games of fucking pile of shit. Everyone who likes it's retarded, and that's anyone who says that I'll punch him in the face.
Killer
right now.
7 justification is Killer 7 on the top 100.
Killer 7 is on the list.
And he's like, look, that game is just as horrible as it was the day it was released. Like nothing's changed about it. Therefore,
and
it's right the
now,
greatest game ever.
Right now, it's number 96, which means
96. It's better than DuckTales.
Better than DuckTales.
Fucking asshole.
It's on the first page.
And
we kicked it off with
better than Minecraft. Even
we kicked it off with Minecraft at number 100 for a couple reasons.
That was very divisive when Minecraft.
Number
came
one
up.
Reason is because like nobody played it except for me, and those who did play it fucking hate
Not
it.
Not true.
No. Nagata backed you up on like
Nagata,
Grimm,
and me,
but Grim.
Grim played it a lot and hated it.
Nagata says hates 90 of the 100 games here.
Nagata says he's barely played it at all. So
his Halo rant was like. Yeah. So wonderfully, like poetically unwarranted and just amazing.
I thought it was quite accurate.
Yeah,
I guess.
He knew a Halo game had to be on the list, but he wanted his anger, his reasons known. And he was like,
but Halo hate is understandable, but he also got equally mad about games you would never expect anybody to get mad about.
I kind of struck out at Half-Life for whatever reason. Like
a lot of people struck out at Half-Life. It was basically me, Henry, and the UK. I'm going to defend it.
Because we were talking about games that are still great, and that to me, Halo is an important game. It's a milestone. It's not something I'd recommend to anybody. Half-Life? Did I say Half-Life?
You said Halo.
Whatever! Half-Life.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Both.
That's ridiculous.
This
is where I was agreeing that we didn't need Half-Life 1 and 2. But everyone else said they're two completely
different. Half-Life,
they're two completely different experiences.
They are completely different.
Half-Life comes from the creation of an engine, and every single thing that's come from that engine is better than Half-Life.
I don't believe that you've.
Sorry,
you probably have, but when you say that, I don't believe that you've played Half-Life.
I have played. I've totally played Half-Life. I played Half-Life a ton.
You were the only person in that room that was arguing against Half-Life that had actually
because
played it.
Looked like we because at
I
the
played
time
through it, half of two and
at
was
that's
time,
not Half-Life
at the time
1.
We had Half-Life 1 and 2 on the list, and it looked like Left 4 Dead and Team Fortress 2 weren't going to make it in. I'm like, those are both better games that have more of a place on the list.
I think this list is so Valve heavy, man, but I didn't want to cut any.
About Valve heavy. There's like five games from Valve out of 100.
It's six, isn't it? It's Half-Life 2, Counter-Strike, Team Fortress. Okay, five. Left 4 Dead.
End up not writing the Counter-Strike entry.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
Grim or Matt Keese wrote it.
Okay, good.
But
other business.
Good. I don't know. I feel like we should. I think Left 4 Dead or Team Fortress should have been on that. I don't think it should have been.
I will totally different though. They're more different than Half-Life 1 and 2. I'll tell you that right now.
Having not played Half-Life 1,
there's no way. Yeah, it's a completely different game.
If you want Link to the Past and
Okay, but that was the distinction we were making. On it. Like,
those are two different experiences.
And all it has to be is they'd be different enough that they'd both be up for consideration on the list.
Yeah.
Once you've separated them enough, which we all agree they should be separated, then they're both better than Left 4 Dead 2.
I wanted Left 4
Left
Dead on
Dead
there.
2 can play forever.
Did Left 4 Dead not get on there?
It's on there, but I would be happy to have cut it.
A million people play it forever. People are still playing 1, and it's 3 years old.
Big Left 4 Dead.
That's right. Left 4 Dead is better than Half-Life.
Big Left 4 Dead fan. Big
for today, which one I'd rather play? Absolutely.
I'd rather play Half-Life.
Like Team Fortress 1 fan. Like I'm.
I'd rather play.
Day Defeat. All of that shit I love more than Half-Life.
I can't believe how much hotter it got in here just when the first minute of the conversation.
As soon as Half-Life was mentioned.
That's why this was a civil war.
I think we were talking about Minecraft.
Yes, we're not going to go through this whole fucking
list. No, we're not.
We can hit the highlights.
We're just going through highlights of why we got there. But Minecraft was, it was a cool way to kick off the list because it's a very new, relevant, the phenomenon kind of game, and it's a fun way to start it, but it's also a beta. It is not done. It's still buggy. It's still an unknown to a certain degree.
I would make the same argument about the number one game.
What? About it being buggy?
No. Excuse me. That it's not a...
It's three years old.
It's not a full game.
Yes, it
that's
is.
No.
Right.
I totally believe
it's a complete experience, but it was sort of an experiment.
No, that's what's so great about the number one game is that it's a complete game in such a short amount of time.
I'm totally behind the number one game.
I can beat Mega Man 2 in less time than Portal, but that's not a complete game.
I guess I already know what it is because it's
Friday. Yeah, it's been up for a day.
Never mind.
Like, you're saying every NES game is not a game because it's shorter than Portal?
Not compared to everything else on that.
Portal is like so pure and streamlined.
No, it is.
Everything,
it is.
Nothing is there that doesn't need to be
there's
there.
There's nothing wasted.
Oh, wait, so it is six Valve games. I didn't say Portal. So six Valve
Everything is awesome, but it's like, it's the glimmer of potential, which Minecraft is too.
But they've Portal delivered on its potential in that game.
Like
they set up and delivered in one game.
This is an experimental thing for you.
But to that extent, Minecraft is doing the same fucking thing.
I agree, but it's not done.
So?
Well, by their own admission.
Completely different. I mean, Portal is a self-contained experience that is, you know, it's always the same. Minecraft is randomly generated worlds that you go and peck away at one block at a time and then rebuild and reshape.
That's what makes this medium special.
Important context. Chris's number one game is Cobra Triangle.
Yes. Thank you. But no one...
The only two people arguing was like, I was trying to defend it because I'm like, I
Tyler
totally...
Tyler Nagato was just like, save the men. Save the men.
Like Eric kept asking, like, no, but why? And I'm like, because every level is different. Every mission...
Because we said it was something that's still playable today.
Yeah,
and I played every NES game for fucking, like, almost religiously until I got this job over and over again. And Cobra Triangle is the best. It embodies what's beautiful about RC Pro-Am, Life Force. I've never seen an NES game with that many divergent levels, like mission types that aren't mini games. It's fucking wonderful. It's for me, it was just like, this is our little obscure game that the AFI tends to put on their list. Like, here's Star Wars, and then Citizen Kane, what's that? And like, no, trust me, it's really, really good. You pick it up, like, trust me, you'll love this.
This is our Stegosaurus being our second favorite dinosaur.
Stop it!
Yeah, I love that.
Stop it! Don't do that to me. Cobra Triangle rules.
Because a lot of people have already read this list and are probably upset for various different reasons, I feel like maybe we should talk about how it was done.
Sure.
Just a little bit of how it was decided that...
Go for it.
For one thing, everybody was involved, even though they try to pretend like they're not now that it's done.
No, I just don't care. Like, Henry can't stop caring. Like, he cares way too much.
I want him to go through the process first before I
Okay, so step one.
Give my reasons.
Every editor, except for...
Who bothered to show up.
No, hold on. That's not step one. Step one was...
Okay, sorry.
Everybody picked their top 20 games so that we could have a big list to then argue about in the four-hour meeting. Mm-hmm. Then everybody that would bother to show up, which was most people, anybody that cared could show up to the four-hour meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through and... Carefully, everybody saw it. It was up on a big projector screen. Everybody could see all the games up there. And we carefully went through with, I think these guidelines are in the article, but making sure that we always thought of best, not most important, not most defining.
Yes.
And games that we still recommend today, they're still fun today, they still hold up today. Mm-hmm. But games we'd recommend to somebody that doesn't mind dealing with older graphics and older control schemes, just as long as the core experience is still fun. But if there was a game, say Ocarina of Time, that had a newer game that provides the same basic experience, we would replace it with the newer version.
Or Street Fighter 2.
So Street Fighter 2 may be the one that you think of when you, that's clearly the best one.
Did that not make the list at all?
Super Street Fighter 4 did.
Oh, wow.
And totally. To me,
Grim
and I both agree it completely replaces 2 for best. For,
I understand.
For what I'm playing now. Like, I wouldn't ask someone to play 2 now. I'd ask someone to play 4.
I got behind that as well, because I think it's the ultimate expression of that kind of fighting game.
Yeah. Whereas if you were making a list of the greatest or most important games or that kind of thing, then 2 would be on here.
But what if there was someone in the game with a red hat? Because Henry seems to think that's the only exception.
That's
No, I wrote that in the entry for Mario 3, which is number 6. I put it like, this is the rare exception where...
No, it's not Mario 2.
It sure isn't.
Mario.
Yeah, it's Mario 3, which is better than 2.
Mario. So once we had our big list of...
You're lucky you got that sound. You're lucky.
Once we had our big list of games, everybody was there, and nobody else supported Mario 2, which is why Mario 2 didn't
That is fucking bullshit. Yeah, I would walk out of this fucking building right now if no one shows some love for playing as Toadstool.
And then I like 2. Awesome. 2's good.
It's pretty great.
But, I don't know. Well, also, I thought it was funny in the meeting, like, after the first hour... Like, Cheryl, Carolyn, and Lizzie all just left.
Well, specifically, they walked out right when we got to
when
the
it
Mario.
Got to Mario, yeah.
Why was that exactly?
Here's all the
because
6 Marios.
Really is, like, pointless prick. Like, I can just see them outside, like, shaking their head, like, this serves no purpose.
Yeah, but they left at that point and did not come back for the entire thing.
Lizzie never even bothered to submit a 20
Lizzie.
Games. Because it...
She lost
Halo.
Her phone.
Halo 2 is the only game she's played.
As I remember, the Mario thing was over kind of quickly.
Yeah,
I was kind of like quite privately chuckling about that. It's like they left because they wanted to avoid a whole Mario debacle, and now it's over.
Well, that Mario and Zelda were decided rather quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as Yoshi's Island Super Mario World 2 isn't on here.
It is on there.
What the fuck? Really?
Yes.
That makes
it's
no
number
sense.
74.
It's number 74.
That makes no fucking
I wrote the entry for
It's ahead of Cobra Triangle.
Yes.
It's oh even ahead God. Of it's even
so
ahead of Dizzy and Shenmue.
Somebody's going to.
Oh, so let me explain the ranking, man. Once we whittled it down, once we whittled it down to our 100, then everybody else had another chance to pick their top 30 and rank that top 30, and then that was all added together through a bunch of mathematics. I spent a whole day sitting there with the calculator on Microsoft Windows.
Not everybody sent you a top 30, did they?
Again, I think it was everybody except for Lizzie.
I don't think
Tyler Nagata did.
Oh, I guess Tyler Nagata did. He's busy with news.
Chris didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah. But Chris is the only person that ranked his original list. That's how I know Triangle is his number one.
What's my number one? Cobra Triangle. Fuck everybody.
So there was math involved, as you might have seen on Twitter.
Fuck everybody. It was my number one, made it to Games Radar's number 93. Well, it should show you how much pull I have.
Then we had another meeting.
A three-hour meeting.
A three-hour meeting. That was the sanity check for people's number one votes.
But it was only... But that was a secret meeting for only
that was
you
not a
four.
I didn't have a...
It was an upper echelon meeting.
It was a meeting I didn't want to attend, and you were sitting there like waiting for like a dad in the 50s waiting for a baby to be born.
It reminded me of like when they're waiting for the Pope to decide if we picked a new Pope, and you're like waiting for the smoke to come out of the top of the building.
Yeah, you were waiting for that, and I was like, I hope I never hear about this again. It's all everybody keeps fucking talking about.
I didn't think anybody would even notice that we left our desk, but like everybody stood up like prairie dogs as soon as we walked back.
What's number one? That's number one.
I assure you, one of those people was not me.
Well, we had to hide the list from you so you didn't see the dart holes that we were just throwing.
We were all wearing fancy like red fezes in the meeting, and there was a lot of...
We mainly just spent the whole time like bitching about you guys, and then we threw the darts.
They were like,
I knew it, decided. I knew it.
They were like, so should we just make...
That's why so low.
Should it just be Portal or Minecraft for number
it's
one?
Like, what will piss Chris off more?
Yes, well, she can pretend not to care.
Ignoring, putting Mark of Korea at 101 was really rude. Really.
So we did massage the list a little bit after all the math, but it was mostly just to make sure there wasn't anything that looked really crazy.
Mm-hmm. The next thing,
we tried to keep the we didn't move it too much. We tried to respect people's votes, which included everybody in this room.
Next one up the list,
and also our UK brothers were involved too.
Yes,
they also were involved. The only reason fucking Dizzy is Dizzy. Which Dizzy, by
Magic
the way,
Magic Land Dizzy.
God. Damn it!
It was a heated debate between Treasure Island Dizzy, Magic Land Dizzy, and what's the other one?
Who cares?
And it was just kind of like, no, we can't put 4 fucking Dizzy.
God damn it! It was just no offense to the UK, but it was sort of like taking people off of like a slave ship that's been lost at sea for 2 years and asking them, what's your favorite food? You had a fucking ZX Spectrum. You have no idea what things look like without four colors. Like, you grew up on this horrible, horrible system, and we have to acknowledge this is a great game. Nobody would fucking...
You're going to get some angry emails.
Fucking fuck Dizzy, and fuck anybody who likes him.
No, because we had to take it, because there's major games that are not on this list. Some because they're replaced by a different game, Dizzy. And we made a conscious choice that this newer game...
I made a conscious choice to try and... Dizzy looks like a great... He was a character designed for me to like, and I went to go look. Like, this is fucking terrible. This is clearly a nation that never had a Nintendo. All they had was a Master System.
Well, it's funny is that after they made sure we put a Dizzy on the list, and then they wrote, like, are you sure Dizzy should be that high? He's just an 8-bit egg.
Yeah. Why is he on the fucking list?
We didn't want it on there at all, and all DUS has as an example is this shitty Dizzy game that was part of the Quattro arcade.
Yeah,
it was
that's
a foreign
all,
one.
The only way I knew,
and I hated it. It was garbage, and I mean, it's probably a terrible port.
Great commercials.
It's like this isn't supposed to be what was important to you. This is supposed to be what's still fun now, and I can't imagine anyone wants to sit down and play a Dizzy game. Much like most of the NES games that I love, I would not sit there and recommend. You want to play Rockin' Cats, anybody?
Yeah.
Because I do, but no one else does.
A bit.
Family Double Dare?
A little bit.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to play that. I want to play the Three Stooges
game. Totally rad. Oh.
Totally rad. A little bit.
That was just as horrible on GBA as it was on every other system.
So wonderful. Caveman games.
I want to hear about why...
Henry, you said a very personal WWF No Mercy.
Yeah.
I'm sure the UK is looking at that, and they're like, what is WWF No Mercy doing on there? American idiots.
Henry not only has made this argument to me, but Shane had done it too.
I've heard it a lot.
And then Shane would update me when he'd go to new wrestling games. They would cite this game like, well, you took a lot of cues from No Mercy.
Yeah, well, not so...
Making SmackDown 08.
Yeah. No, they're basically... It is the perfect wrestling game, as perfect as it can be, which I know maybe nobody gives a shit about playing even the best wrestling game ever.
Oh, what did you call it? Two pieces of origami fucking? Like, that's what they
yes, it looks hideous, I know, but number one has the best character creator, like, ever. Like, so dense. I'll admit that later SmackDown games have more moves, but its control scheme is just perfect. Like, it's just so simple, but it's so complex too, which is like the definition of great gameplay.
Behind every wild card. This being one of them.
It has, you've got strong grapples, weak grapples, strong attacks, weak attacks, and you reverse both of them, and it has all the drama of a wrestling game in it. I don't know. I just love it. I played it for hundreds of hours in single player, in multiplayer with friends, in making every wrestler I loved from WCW who wasn't in WWF at the time.
Yeah.
You can't see me.
And then like 3 years later, I pulled it out again and started playing again. And
Graham made the point that he was still playing it, what, in like 06? Like, friends were coming over.
It's still 100% replayable. Like,
the only wrestling game I played a lot of was the Royal Rumble game for Super Nintendo, which was fun.
Yeah.
I think I have on here a David Wise wrestling game theme.
Oh, probably the Ted DiBiase or Hogan theme from.
Do you want Hogan or DiBiase?
DiBiase's good. Hogan's also good.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
So, this would be a good part, a good time to point out another guideline, which isn't listed in the feature itself.
Hogan's theme, here it is.
I actually closed a podcast with this one time.
That's disgusting. Was I here?
No, it was the week, and it ended with like a Legends of Wrestling Hulk Hogan going, chew your vegetables, eat your vitamins, and then it ended with his live theme, but then faded into the 8-bit theme.
Yeah, right now. That's nice.
It was called editing that no one listened to.
Mm. Oh, so I was gonna say that this is implied, but this is still Games Radar's best 100 games of all time. So
that's what was very special to me.
You know, we're still choosing the games that we like. So that explains why you might find WWF No Mercy on here.
Or Killer 7.
Madden's nowhere on here because I'm sure there's a best Madden game. Nobody here cares about Madden, so it's on the list.
Well, also, except like, degenerate gamblers who can remember, distinguish a Madden game.
Forever. Number 78, Super Punch-Out, is on here because I think
it's beautiful.
The absolute best boxing game ever
it's
made.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Why is that
the
better?
The sweetest science.
It is.
So there was not much debate at all about that, putting that over regular Punch-Out, right?
No.
Like the nostalgia lies with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but the gameplay of Super Punch-Out is better than the Wii one. and it's deeper. There's it's more deeper, options.
I went deeper with that than I did with Street Fighter, but that, I don't know. I don't know why that was. Just because there was no one else around. Like I just kept following it deeper and deeper to where like there's three round matches for 3 minutes, and then I could beat everybody in 11 seconds over the period of years. Like I would just pick this game up and keep playing it.
Oh man,
keep learning new things. Kind of like I wish would just no show, internet.
It's like it's stuff like that that I'm like, just put that on a handheld, and I will buy it tomorrow. I'll pay it. I'll pay so much.
You made a great image for the Wii Punch Out of like how many things you have to.
Yeah. I was going to use that image in the 100 list, and I'm like, that's the Wii one derp.
But it's a PSD. Take it out. Put it over the other one.
I should actually.
Bear Hugger.
Nightmare 83 was King's Quest or Gabriel Knight. What did you finally decide, Charles?
Let's see. So this is already posted.
Yes.
Maybe I chose both.
What?
Well, the readers know.
Maybe this is actually a 101 list.
Maybe you haven't chosen yet. Is that it?
Well, this has already happened, so I have, I'm assuming. I hope I've chosen. Why is Tetris Attack on here when it's the same game as Tetris?
Yeah, exactly.
Nino, I was very shocked in that meeting how few people had heard of Tetris Attack.
I was too.
I still haven't heard of it.
I think it's one
of the... I've had it explained to me, and I haven't heard of it.
So it's basically the same gameplay as Puzzle Fighter?
No.
Yes. No, it's like columns, but with
Puzzle
bombs.
Fighter also... Yeah, no. Tetris Attack is personally my favorite puzzle game. I would put it ahead of Tetris. I would put Tetris Attack at number 3, not Tetris.
But it's still below Braid, right?
Yeah. No, I love Tetris Attack, Panel de Pawn, Pokemon Puzzle League, Planet Puzzle League, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That game is badass as hell. It's the most like frenetic and just tense puzzle game. While still just being a puzzle game, yet it feels so action-packed.
Yeah, you feel so awesome when you drop a big garbage block on your enemy.
It rewards such like fast reactions and quick. It feels like I'm playing a Street Fighter.
Did this
win
out over Super Puzzle Fighter?
Yes,
it did.
Because I felt Puzzle Fighter is also a gem dropper, too similar to Tetris. While Tetris Attack is. It's the opposite. It rises from the bottom to the top instead of the whatever.
I think I played like an import Sailor Moon game that was this once.
Probably. Mm, so why is F-Zero when it was decided? Yeah. Like, me.
At the very last F-Zero, moment.
F-Zero. That was the wrong sound effect.
That's F-Zero.
I had F-Zero X in here because I pitched that one because I felt like that's the one more people liked, but then like yesterday as well, Tuesday.
No, you didn't. Well, you feel like it was the most accessible.
I thought that was a little bit more accessible than GX because GX is really hard, but then I'm like...
It has cutscenes. Terrible.
Only in the story mode.
Terrible cutscenes.
You're playing the Grand Prix, which is the guts of the game.
Yeah, but in the story mode... I was arguing with you. I think X is a phenomenal game. I think GX is a phenomenal game, but I prefer to like sit back and play
X. The thing is, X...
is ridiculous.
Like, if you look at X now, it's got a lot of fog. It's not... Yeah. It's like it's still 60 frames per second, so it's very pretty, but like... That raw speed is... GX does it so much better. And as far as Wii games go, it was 480p and widescreen.
You mean GameCube games?
No, I mean Wii games. Right. It still looks better than most Wii games.
Right.
And that's not saying much, but it came out in 2003.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Like, that game is phenomenal, and I think it's like the fastest, most intense racing game that's ever been made. Like, that's just pure speed. It's not weapons. It's not crashes.
You were getting overheated just thinking about it.
No, I started getting hot, and I'm doing it again. Like, I love GX, and then I realized...
Is that the one with Captain Falcon's dog?
That's Tetris Attack.
My bad.
Maybe? Yeah. I don't know. There's a story mode, which is the hardest part of the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
But no one cares that I switched it, because...
So that was 81.
I think it was admirable. I am not behind F-Zero GX as being on here, but F-Zero X...
I was with X until I started looking at it, and I'm like... Wow, it really didn't hold up. Like, part of F-Zero is the splendor.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was going to recommend one, some of that is lost with the N64 game. Now,
I love the random track generator.
That's cool, but I mean, you've got to play through the entire game to get to it. The X Cup.
Well, Chris, why is Kingdom Hearts on here? And I have no idea. Kingdom Hearts 2.
I think because I fucked up the waiting by adding it twice to my top 30 on accident.
I think that was... when we had our big U.S. meeting, we left some... the U.K.'s votes were very heavily influenced in the what made the top 100. But then during that meeting, we each had a chance to argue for one of our personal favorites.
I didn't argue for this, I don't think.
They didn't have that chance, so I gave them... I saved some slots for them to just, you know, without any argument from us, you can argue amongst yourselves. Here's your choices for personal ones you want to put on the list. And I think they sent back like too few, or they put a Mario Kart on there. We already had a Mario Kart, so I was like, oh, we're going to switch the Mario Kart to the one you guys prefer. So that left us an open slot, and I was like, I guess we need to slip something in there. And Brett and I were like, it feels weird that Kingdom Hearts is not on here. And that was basically the entire gist of it. It feels weird that Kingdom Hearts isn't on here.
I don't know. I can't, obviously, well, one.
It doesn't feel weird that.
Nobody's a Disney, I know most of people listening, people in this room aren't as big a Disney fan as I am. But I'm not as big a Square fan as also a lot of people in this room. But I understand the meeting of the two.
That's why it felt
incredible.
It should be on here, because that's an important thing. But I would still recommend this game to my Disney loving sister if she was willing to play a video game.
I tried to make the point in the article. Like I am a gamer, and seeing all these people in a single game is special, especially in the first game, which is the only one we include, where it really means something.
Yeah.
Where everybody kind of plays a little bit more of a meatier role. Final Fantasy characters aside, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but doesn't 2 have a much better camera?
It has a terrible combat system.
Yeah, but the camera is not... Shouldn't be.
Yeah, who cares about seeing what you're
playing?
Well,
the camera shouldn't...
I played the PSP and the DS, but the camera isn't great in general, mm-hmm. but the game is sort of developed around that, so you can get past that.
But when we're talking about Kingdom Hearts and why would you even be thinking about it for a best list, you're not thinking about the camera, you're thinking about the fact that you have... all this amazing melding of
I was trying to make the point in the article that crossovers have happened a lot more in the last couple of years, and I was never able to attribute it to anything, but the shitty economy has finally forced corporations to avoid, well, we want to bathe naked in a giant pool of money, but these are hard times,
that
so we're going to have to split a giant sum of money with another. Like, they're okay with doing that now, but back then, like, seriously, especially if you're Japanese, like, these are the two biggest legacies in their country come together.
Gundam and
Dynasty Warriors probably means the same thing.
Yeah, it does.
But like, I think Kingdom Hearts is still, I did play it, it's still beautiful, and it's still fun to play.
Going back once, I kind of skipped ahead. I just want to make a quick point, like, people might have thought it's weird seeing Tomb Raider Anniversary on here, but... that's because they're used to seeing, oh, well, Tomb Raider on other people's lists. It must be the first one. That's the one that introduced the iconic character and that kind of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're recommending... we want to recommend a Tomb Raider game, but we want to say...
let's play
this is the one. Why would you... this is the...
Tomb Raider is significant and important, but this is the fun one.
This is the fun one.
And this is that first iconic one, just now it looks really good.
Mm-hmm. There's another example of that coming up later that I was shouted down from, which we'll get to.
I was going
to
say Final Fantasy, because what do we end up going with Final Fantasy-wise?
Let's make sure
we're not going to go through this whole
thing. Let's make sure we're not missing anything good here.
We're just going to go...
Gran Turismo, one person said 2, one person said 3, one person said 4, so Gran Turismo fans don't know what the hell they're talking about.
They're all wrong. Because you know what Gran Turismo game is the best?
Burnout
the
3.
The latest one. Because it has the most of everything that's stupid about
the
game.
It has the most graphics.
It has the most graphics and the most cars.
I love that we managed that somehow. Nobody argued.
And nobody really argued for it because it doesn't make any sense. Gran Turismo will only be as good as the last game.
We're over this.
Yeah. Sorry.
So why is Sonic CD better than Sonic the Hedgehog?
I can respect Sonic CD. Because Sonic 2 is like a culmination of the Genesis stuff before they really started like, man, we're going to be making these every year. How many ways can we animate a waterfall?
Yeah.
How many friends can we give Sonic? And Sonic CD is the
CD takes more from one than
it's
than
the most
two.
Substantial upgrade the classic series has ever gotten. And I was only reminded by that by looking at, like, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1. Has anybody heard anything about Episode 2?
Yeah, it's still coming.
They're kind of dragging their feet on it.
Huh?
There was a story they boasted.
You want to know why? Nobody gave a shit about 1.
Sega was still talking about it last month, and they were like, oh, we're taking the cues from the reviews from the last one, and we're going to make sure we address the problems
everybody
had.
Nobody cares. Nobody really wanted to play the original Sonic, and Sonic CD is a respectable evolution in the classic Sonic series before it got stupid.
If you're going to pick any Sonic, I mean, it's still got all the speed and all that crap. It's before it goes crazy with characters like Tails and Knuckles, even though it came after 2, so Tails was around. But
barely.
Barely. And Amy's in it, and I know, but...
Introduced in it.
Princess Elise in it?
Yeah. Yes. But no, it has that extra bit of traveling to the past and the future of every single level. If you cross a sign, it goes, future... If you get going fast enough, you travel into the future of that level, which is a bad future where Robotnik is one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can go into the past and destroy all these like enemy generators...
The layouts become different.
The level changes, the music changes.
Yeah, you don't have to do any of that.
You don't do it at all. You just run through the game. Like, there's so much to see and do in that. Like, it's what Sonic games should have taken more cues from. Instead, they just added more fucking characters.
More characters.
And got stupider as they went.
What's important to Sonic is speed and level design. And I don't know. What? So this, what are you laughing? What are you laughing?
Level design.
Dude, Sonic 1,
where 2... Where are we going to put the invisible spikes this time?
Sonic 1, 2, and 3 are very intricately designed levels. And we went back and played them as kids because there was a lot of shit to discover.
Yes. Especially CD. I think CD's the...
And CD's the one where we're like, well, this is what the game is about, discovering things in these 2D planes.
Not as much as like a Mario game is about discover, or a Zelda game, but it's still just like...
But this is still a little different.
You go, it's all about speed, but CD I felt was just this great balance of exploration.
CD. It's not even my favorite. My favorite is 2. I respect CD a great deal. I know that would be more fun for people. 2 is... I actually love Tails. Love Tails.
Yeah,
I don't expect the rest of the world to love Tails.
I think 1 and 2 are like equally excellent, but if I had to pick one, I really wanted to go with CD.
Oh, and I hate 3. I hate 3. I think 3 is a terrible game, and I like Sonic and Knuckles. Hate 3.
I've honestly never been that big of a Sonic fan. I've never been able to get into any of the games. Sonic CD I actually finished from beginning to end.
Wow. Look at that. There you go. There's a micro Pars validation.
So that's why
that means
I pushed hard for that.
If people didn't read the intro and they're wondering... And they're wondering why can't Sonic CD and Sonic 2 be on here? It's because they're similar enough that they don't both deserve a place on the list.
I would recommend people to Sonic
games.
You don't
remember this, but they came out as frequently as the Sunday comics back then. Like there was a new Sonic every weekend.
Roughly that.
Mm-hmm.
The next
Sonic teaches
typing. Interesting thing on the list
Sonic.
Is 62 is Soul Calibur as the only 3D fighting game on the list.
Yep. What?
Soul Calibur.
Really? That's true.
The Dreamcast.
I'm behind it. I love this game. Really I think was. The rest of the world loves this game still.
Yeah,
I do feel it's strange. Like Virtual Fighter 4 isn't on here, but I guess not.
Yeah, well, it just didn't. Where were the people talking about Virtual Fighter 4 in the meeting?
Nobody.
I never actually heard that game brought up in the meeting.
Eric mentioned it, and I was like, "Yeah, it's really good." But
I think he mentioned like, that as a devil's advocate. I don't think he mentioned that because he wanted to get behind it. The only people who were arguing against Soul Calibur, I think, were people butthurt by their entries that didn't get it. Because I remember there was a minor argument, but 2 had Link.
No, yeah. I said 2 had Link. Just, I mean, I like Soul Calibur 1.
On the worst-selling platform.
2 had Link, and it had the irregularly shaped arenas, which I thought was a really cool addition.
But 2, even though GameCube was the least popular console that generation.
Nobody listens to me.
We had the record. I was sitting next to you.
The GameCube version sold the most out of all Soul Calibur 2s because Link was in it.
Linkage.
And then for some reason, they made the PS2 an exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Soul Calibur 3. I get it, but it's still...
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah, Soul Calibur 1 is still great to this very day. It has so much to unlock and so many cool things to unlock.
The
and
quest
every,
mode thing.
And the, yeah, mission mode and also And I also loved how everybody's alternate costume, like, they kind of changed their faces even. Like, everybody looks so different. And also, I don't know, that... I guess in every fighting game, every fighter's unique. That's the point of it. But, like, I had never played one before.
Except
like,
for, Street Fighter 2.
Whatever. I got really good with Voldo. And, like, Voldo's a very fucking weird character.
Yeah, everybody's combat is so different with all the different weapons. Like,
This game, from what I saw, and I know it's not the most important game, but I'm glad I wasn't writing it. But it drew so many friends into it who don't like fighting games and didn't want a Dreamcast. It made them want to play this and get a Dreamcast. And there has to be a reason for that. It's not just because it was pretty.
Yeah, no. Even though it still looks
good
now.
Okay, it still looks good.
And maybe one of the best launch titles ever.
Yeah, it doesn't have the word Mario in the title.
What? Sorry.
And then 60 is the first Final Fantasy in the list, which is 10.
Oh, that's not.
Although,
the sound
also, I wanted to. Oh wait.
Never mind. Talk over this. There you go.
This is going to be the Final Fantasy talk?
Yes.
All right.
So there are multiple Final Fantasies on this list because Final Fantasy has evolved.
Yep.
Yes, and this is the first case of a game kind of like, well, yeah, the first case where, yes, there are multiple Final Fantasies in this list, but it's because each of them do offer a distinct experience.
Yeah. We couldn't choose 10 and 7, so we chose 10.
10, and then...
We couldn't choose 4 and 6, so we chose the better one, 6.
You're all wrong.
Brad really was not happy about that.
But he was the only one.
That is Four's music, by the way.
I meant to Charlie. That was supposed to annoy you. Can I go back and do that over again?
It's understood.
All right.
Yeah, 10 is in here as the...
I think you were the one that first put it into the running.
Yeah.
I did.
I was very surprised that you put 10 in.
No, I love 10.
I love 10.
No, it's... I feel like it's a good compromise of...
It
has a great battle system. I think it's fucking great. Tagging, like being able to push people in and out. The meter on the side that shows the order of things is kind of like Grandia, but it mixes a little bit. It's not quite active time battle. It's a little bit different. So the battles finally felt fresh and new. The graphics are a lot better than you'll get on PS1 because 7, 8, 9, especially 7, will be really hard on the eyes and like almost confusing because of how bad they look.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really intimate with them, at a point you're too close to fucking view them objectively or even somewhat objectively.
Wow.
But I don't know. I don't have a personal reason for 10 being here, but if I had to pick any of the PS2 ones, it would be this one.
But not so much the PS2 ones. I think it was like we wanted a 2D Final Fantasy and a 3D Final Fantasy. Mm. So like what 3D Final Fantasy would you recommend above 10? Because like, I remember people in the room saying 13, and that sounded crazy.
I really
like...
You're
looking at me like I said that. No, I never said that.
I really like 13, but yeah.
I know I'm in no position to talk.
No, it wasn't you. I think it was Brett and Carolyn.
I love 13, but it would be... It's almost rude in how long it takes to get started.
Yes.
Whereas 10 is a much more typical...
10 grabbed me immediately, and I was not an RPG game player, and this game made me play RPG.
It has a cool story with actually cool characters, and all the people who give Tidus a bunch of shit for being a whiny brat, it's like, well, then you didn't finish the game, because mm-hmm. he has a character arc. He starts off one way and ends up another.
He's a brat for 90% of the game, and then he suddenly becomes a hero in the last 10%.
And there's a reason for it. It's not just, and now I'm a hero. There's a reason for it.
Did I bring up giving you shit? I'm just saying...
Yes, no, it has a great final battle. Plus, it has a ton of nods to Final Fantasy IV, which is why I really enjoyed it a lot.
I replaced it with this one.
Henry, I trust you.
Thank you.
So you're at the Final Fantasy X entry, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, who did?
I don't know.
Oh, I think I gave it to Eric.
Is with these assignments?
Yeah.
Eric loves Final Fantasy X.
I really do enjoy X, and it gets rid of, like, what... A very cumbersome staple of JRPGs today is the overworld, and 10 doesn't have that.
This is getting
That's exactly what I didn't like about 10.
Well, I didn't like it at the time, but now I'm thinking about it today, and I'm like, please, I don't want an overworld that I have to roam and get random battles.
This is getting really long.
We talked less about this than we did about F-Zero.
It's 40 minutes. I love this because it's ours, but it's not definitive. Like, I don't
know. So that's why
ours.
You should be talking about it.
Definitive as far as we're concerned. This is our definitive opinion.
What you don't understand is that I got clips from Macho Man Randy Savage's rap album. And look, if we don't get to that, the listeners... Look,
we're talking like Captain
God!
Captain Hatred.
We're almost halfway done.
Oh.
Sergeant Hatred.
He's been promoted since I was away.
I love Henry.
Now we can have Henry explain why...
I want you to shoot me.
We'll just have Henry explain why Fallout 2 is here, not Fallout 3, and then we'll be done.
Yeah. Actually, wait,
let's move on to Fallout.
Why don't we talk about the bigger thing that all of our games of the year were beaten by their runner-ups?
Not all. Half.
Half?
Yes.
No, wait, okay, so Uncharted 2 beat Batman.
That's correct.
Mass Effect 2 beat Red Dead Redemption.
Mm. Beat Rez, yes.
And Grand Theft Auto 4 beat Fallout 3, which is not even on the list.
Right. It didn't beat, it wasn't on the list.
However,
Orange Box
Portal beat mm-hmm. Fallout 3, which is the one that was on the list.
Twilight Princess beat
Gears of War 2, which is the one on the list. And you'll notice how far down.
Wait,
both
I thought
of
Fallout,
the-
no.
Gears of- Fallout 3.
Wait, Fallout 3 was our 2008 game of the year.
Where was the runner up in
Wait, Portal?
Henry is like they say, hindsight costs a buck 05.
Portal beat Bioshock. Is that what we said?
I think so. Orange Box did as a whole.
What's our defense for that?
Well, for one, this is all through your guys' voting and mathematics, so
don't
look at me, Henry.
Don't do that, Chuckles. Don't throw it on us.
If I have to make an excuse, it'll be that at this point, we were just thinking of the best. When we're thinking of Game of the Year, we're usually often taking something that gave us a completely new experience into account.
Yeah, that's
true. Like of 2009, between Batman and Uncharted 2, Uncharted 2 is a fantastic action game.
Yeah.
But we knew going in it was going to be at least great, because mm-hmm. 1 was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the previews suggested that 2 was going to be just as good, and it turned out to be even better than we thought. But in that year, Batman came out of nowhere from a developer that had no business making a game that good.
Yeah.
And making the best superhero game on top of a great game that combined.
And a good Batman
game. And a good Batman game that Batman felt game. Like Batman.
Like, and at a website where we have tons of comic book fans and Batman fans.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a surprise. It was also Uncharted 2 was basically just Uncharted way better. But Batman's like, well, I've never played this kind of game before.
But then if you want, but then if you flip that and go, okay, what about the best of all time? Like, not all time, but like, what do we think are the best games? Like, I would still recommend someone Uncharted over Batman.
Yeah, so Uncharted is still a more perfect experience than Batman, because Batman does have flaws. Yeah. Uncharted.
Flaws, and it's also a little bit slower game, whereas Uncharted just is just
going.
No, I think Uncharted 2 is like the most exciting game I've ever played.
And
like,
Batman is maybe you're not into superheroes, but I can't. It'd be
the
hard
most
to find some
rewarding
that's not
combat I played in this console generation.
I loved it.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Period. I'm just glad Batman's on the list. I'm glad.
Yes, it is.
Glad he made it.
And I guess the other one was Mass Effect and Red Dead. Well, Mass Effect is way better than Mass Effect 1. Mass Effect 2 is way better than Mass Effect 1. But Red Dead's the one that completely swept us off our feet. And
same deal with Batman, kind of.
And it was like, yes, it's kind of just another GTA, but no, it's not, because it's...
No, those characters will mean completely different to me forever. Mm-hmm. They will.
More than any character in GTA 4 or third
game. I disagree with your hatred of GTA 4 as well.
As do I.
Yeah. No, I had a talk over lunch with Charlie, and I warmed up to GTA 4 quite a lot.
How many of these have you had with him? Are you okay?
And
you
talked quite a lot. Yeah. Yes.
I've had to talk Henry down from a ledge like five times in the last 5 days.
He just stopped talking about the last best of list.
Well, you mean our previous
Yoshi Island
greatest
date?
Game on every system.
Actually,
yeah.
The car conversation was actually quite heartfelt. Henry apologized to me twice. He said, I'm sorry.
Well, no. Yeah. Because I especially felt bad because when you guys came back from the meeting and GTA 4 was number 2 originally, and I was like, what in the fuck is happening here? Like,
I put my headphones on, cranked my volume up, and then somehow my peripheral vision said to my brain, why has Henry been standing up all day?
And you were like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? And we were like, oh, sorry, boss. Oh, wait a second.
No, yeah, I know. I got more angry than I should have.
The important thing is that over lunch I convinced Henry that it was right for GTA 4 to be very high.
It is right.
Yeah, it should be higher than San Andreas.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even going to say what
game
it is.
So emphatic.
What is, according to Metacritic, the highest rated PS2 game of all time?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell us?
It's Tony Hawk 3.
I thought it was. I was going to say Tony Hawk 3.
Which is on our list.
It's number 51.
And I shouldn't even have written another word, just like, here. Here you go. Like, all these reviews will tell you why. Even the blurbs.
No, also, Tony, like, and it was a weird one arguing to get Tony Hawk 3 on the list at all, because like several people were like, get that shit off. It's like, no.
It's Legacy.
Literally
10 terrible games.
No. Pull out 3. Everyone will have fucking great time with this right now. That game is this stands up.
That is the apex of the series.
I fucking love it.
It was
like,
just downhill from there.
Played 3 over.
It was downhill jam from there.
Over and over and
Michael
over.
Michael Raparez. Look what you did.
I'm sorry. The next big thing.
Maybe we should just have the Mario and Zelda discussion. Maybe that'd be done with it.
Well, I was going to move on.
Please.
Yes.
Both those games suck. That's why they're not on the list.
I'm all for it. I can't go back home because it turns out that my
wrestler clips, like, this is not important to anybody to play at the beginning of the show.
Why can't you go back home?
I can't go home because Cherry called me and told me that my Korean in-laws are...
Uh-oh.
Oh, where are you going?
Showed up unexpectedly and are sleeping over.
Oh, dude, you're staying
with
me. So I'm just going to go home. I'm going to wait until they're asleep.
You're staying with me.
I can still go back.
Oh, come with me. Come back to my place. We're going to watch Memento tonight.
Where do you have to sleep?
A really, really big couch.
This couch is pretty good.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
It might be kind of offensive if I don't come home at all.
Look, I tell you what. That's true. I tell you what. The lady, she can sleep somewhere else. You sleep with me tonight, buddy.
Well, I think it'd be also pretty offensive if their daughter just like, I'm going to go stay at this guy's house.
No,
you guys
he
are
says
here.
The lady, he means...
No, Charlie...
He means his girlfriend can sleep.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a sweeter deal.
No. I'm not propositioning Cherry. That has never worked for me.
Can we... How about... The lady gets the bed, and you and I share the couch.
Yeah, is that okay with you?
As long as we're not head to toe, I want to be head to head and toe to toe and groin to groin.
That changes everything. I'm worried about lice.
From which parts? Which end?
You want to be stacked like cordwood? Is what
I do.
You're saying.
So it is. Let's do the Zelda Mario discussion. I want to do this.
Do we have to?
I like Tyler Wilde sent like around like a huge group email, just like agonizing over whether to choose Simpsons 2000 or 3000.
It's like, wow, I thought, now I know how everybody feels arguing about F-Zero.
My response for SimCity 2000 is much better because it has a transit director.
Sure.
Who, his only response is, he'll offer advice if he has 100% funding, and if you cut his funding by even 1%, he will just complain about, how dare you cut my funding? You will regret this!
So at number 29 is Twilight Princess, which wasn't even on the list.
Wow, right?
Wasn't even on the list at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
how did Twilight Princess make it over Ocarina?
Well, this is what he's
going to say. This is part of the discussion.
I'm engaging. Come on, I do this for a living.
Well, I was going to say this.
Jesus Christ, don't stop. You're just making it worse for yourself.
I was going to continue.
Wait, Chris.
I'm paying attention.
Could you ask Brett again why?
Brett!
Yes.
Mielston.
That was my Swedish name.
Mario.
Speaking of Zelda.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Now I'm in the mood for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Number 29, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
This being a backwards podcast.
It wasn't even in the list at all. We only had, later in the list, is Wind Waker and Link to the Past. And this wasn't in here at all. Nor was Ocarina, which we all agreed early on should not be on this list because it's always on these lists. It's always in, like, the top 10. And people just really... I'm sure other 100 lists have made this point already, I would hope. But Ocarina does not hold up well at all. It's not just the graphics, which are bad and confusing because of how bad they are. Like, the only way I think it would still be great today is if that was your childhood game. Like, I was, I think, 16 when it came out. So I can look at it with adolescent nostalgia, but then still, all of us are at that age where we can look at it and be like, wow, that's really aged poorly. backwards, I see. But then, also just the menus are clunky, and the inventory is just, the whole experience is very old and archaic.
And Navi.
And Navi's annoying, and like, there's just a lot of little things that I'm like, I would not recommend Ocarina of Time.
Hello!
Hey!
To a single person.
Listen!
I love that annoying Navi follows me on Twitter and just like once...
I fucking hate annoying Navi!
Once a day just says, listen.
You look at his description like, hey, look, this is what we made it to do. Just don't report us.
Right.
And I won't. I never will.
I will not report
But anytime
them.
I mention Zelda, he's like, listen. Well, it's like you won a lottery when annoying Navi retweets you.
Hey!
Let's go.
But so Twilight Princess.
But to me,
is
because so remember, this is something we'd recommend to people today.
Today, and then after the list was already made, I realized, look, we're going to get a lot of shit for Ocarina not being
got,
in it.
We got Link to the Past in there.
Yeah, and Wind Waker.
No, I know that, but like
you would definitely recommend Link to the Past.
It's not that I don't love Twilight Princess, or I love Ocarina more than Twilight Princess, but that's just me.
It's wrapped up in your childhood memories.
No, it's
you watched me play like half like those first few levels.
It's
garbage.
It's the same formula though. Like
there was something. That's the point.
Like it should have been negated from the list entirely, or been Ocarina.
No.
Wait, what? Which one are you comparing it to? Twilight Princess.
Yeah, like Twilight Princess, I thought had no place in the list because it's not a great Zelda game.
Yeah, I think it's the best 3D Zelda game.
I think that's also one of the few that was our game of the year. Mm-hmm. That was
as a game of the year, as someone with 4 Zelda tattoos and played all of them.
I think I withdraw my opinion because you ruined your body.
Twilight Princess.
No, just like as
is
someone
so
with
epic,
like a very
No.
Did you finish?
I'm putting
it?
My opinion in the center and.
So you'd still, if people wanted that Ocarina of Time or Twilight Princess, you're like, yeah, go play the N64 Ocarina of Time.
I don't know.
You watched me play it and complained on video.
Well, I mean, maybe
I complained because you have 7 Zelda tattoos and don't seem to know where you're going in Ocarina. That really bothered me.
That's not why we're complaining.
That really bothered me. It took 90 minutes for you to get through a dungeon. That was infuriating.
Yeah, they get harder as you go.
Maybe when the 3DS
the first. Second.
Second.
So when the 3DS version is out, maybe that would have made the list because it would have been updated.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. We won't know because it's not out for launch.
We'll know when we do this list again 6 months from now.
No, the 3D one I think will fix all the problems, and then it's like, then I will play Ocarina 3DS again with that in mind and be like, do I prefer this or Twilight Princess?
For me, it seemed like this is just a slot here for the latest 3D Zelda game. So if Skyward Sword had come out last week, it would have taken.
I don't know that it's better. Like I'm not.
It will be better than Twilight Princess.
I don't.
It's the same game.
It's not the same game.
I think that's not a very ignorant response. I'm a very big Zelda fan, but like it's Zelda in that respect is only as good as its latest game.
No, it's not at all.
I think especially with Skyward Sword, like those sword controls are a real gamble, and we won't know. You can't say right now.
I enjoyed them a lot.
Pay off.
I don't know if I'll care.
Wait, when did Twilight Princess suddenly become a not amazing game? I haven't played it yet. Yeah. I've always just heard
that's
that it's
what,
amazing.
That's what I love is how many people write it off, and it's like, how many of you finished it or played it?
Oh, come on. I invested like 36 hours into it. Something like I was in a weird roommate situation. I just lost access to a television for a couple of months. And then when I went back into it, I'd always felt like it was visually it was lacking something. Every Zelda had wowed me.
Yeah, because you're probably playing a 360 in between.
Stop it. Every Zelda had wowed me visually, and this one didn't. And that really,
because it
really
looked like a GameCube.
And the
game.
The one we're behind is Wind Waker.
Wind Waker
for almost not entirely that reason, but I would say you're right.
Yes.
Oh. Hold on, let me give you this. Like hold on,
strangled chipmunk.
I can't even.
The kicking dog.
I love Henry.
Anyway,
so do you also disagree with Wind Waker being up there?
No, I love Wind Waker.
But to wrap it all up, Twilight Princess is, I still believe it's like the best 3D Zelda. I even wrote that in my review from 2006.
I'll take your word for it because you have 4 Zelda tattoos.
Thank you very much. Listen to me.
So do you regret your Ocarina tattoo? Do you not have one yet?
I don't have one yet.
Oh, so you should never get one. Cause that
no, no. I'm not, like, I even wrote in the entry, like, Ocarina is not a bad game. It just doesn't, it's aged very poorly. If they remade Ocarina, like, say for 3DS, it would be really good. Again, the game is great, but...
Still sounds like, according to Games Radar, there's 100 better tattoos to get.
Yes.
Including Killer 7.
But no, Twilight Princess, like... And I know the Wii version has, like, shitty waggle, but play the fucking GameCube one, you babies! Yeah. It's the same goddamn game!
And it will play on your Wii.
And it will play on your stupid Wii anyway!
We can't find the GameCube one because it's rare!
It's rare, it
and
is rare.
He'll be left-handed?
Yes. Like, got it, like God goddamn intended. Mm-hmm. It's such a fucking huge epic story. Like, all the bullet points you can say about Ocarina, Twilight Princess does it too. It has a shitty water temple.
Did we get into Wind Waker?
That's later.
No, it can't be that much later.
All right, well, skipping that. I've justified that shit enough. If I was going to recommend one now, I'd do Twilight Princess. It's a little slower start, but it's a better fucking game by today's standards.
If you're recommending between that and
between
Ocarina.
Of a 3D Zelda, except for number 5, which is Wind Waker. Because all of us, like, independently...
There was no collaboration here.
All agreed that Wind Waker was our favorite. And part of that is because of the graphics. The look. It's not going to... It will never suffer.
Timeless.
It's a timeless cartoon look. And it caught a lot of shit when it was announced. It was called Zelda, and they made fun of it. It's not another...
Gasps. People gasped when they first
saw it. They really did. It wasn't another serious Ocarina game, which I guess every Zelda has to be.
But it's still a semi-serious game.
Serious Zelda game is defined by Adult Link.
Yes, exactly. Who is still Teenage Link. Which he was in Zelda 2, so everybody eats shit.
Ah. Also, Wind Waker has like one of the most violent things I've ever seen in a Zelda
game. No, the ending
game.
Is great. Like, it has a great final boss battle. Graphics, animation, and the townspeople and the world just feel so much more interesting and alive. It's a game that will look... It looked great in 03. It'll look great in 2013. It will look good in 2023.
It'll look good forever.
It's like, did the Warner Brothers cartoons from the 40s look like shit now? Of course they don't.
And there's something meaningful to me about...
Did you make that argument? Because I used the Looney Tunes argument in one of mine, too.
No, but I'm just saying that
I used the Disney argument in two of my Disney entries.
Sheesh.
But
I talked about Disney.
All 10 of my entries. Especially the GTA 4 one.
Great minds think alike.
I do like that Wind Waker has a followable continuity. Like, it goes directly into Phantom Hourglass, which goes directly into Spirit Tracks. There's no other Zelda you can debate it all you want. And I do like the end of the ambiguity of the Zeldas, having one continuity in a triple A quality game is cool. Yeah. Michael's yawning.
And even when you go below the water, finally, and I know all the sailing is annoying, but you get a fucking spell that lets you travel
something
quickly.
About every Zelda game
and
is
I love
annoying.
The sailing. I thought it that's was annoying. Very liberating.
It's annoying eventually, but at first it's amazing.
It's just this like the music and the seagulls and the wind like blowing through your sail. Like, it's such an experience.
I am more of a fan of the fucking train music. The goddamn train music.
Train
Spirit
music
Tracks.
From Spirit Tracks.
Fucking beautiful.
I don't know. I
want my own montage to that music.
I also felt really good just vindicating this game because it didn't sell as well as either Twilight Princess or Ocarina or Link to the Past.
But the vindication happened completely by accident.
Yes.
Five or six editors put it high on their list with no conversation about, hey, do you guys like Wind Waker? Everybody's put it on their list. It's very surprisingly.
I love the whole.
I know part of it is that
it's got a shitty fetch quest, too. But
it's
I mean,
us tired of seeing Ocarina on every list.
It's to me that having Ocarina that high is
the number one.
Is such a.
It's a pussy bet.
It is. I think it is. And it's you're playing to the crowd instead of like being honest. And I would not recommend Ocarina.
Well, also,
right now.
I mean, Wind Waker
at times does feel like a reskinned Ocarina, just because the game mechanics are extremely similar.
Yeah. It's got much better combat, better menus, better navigation.
Yeah, it has Wind Waker's really good sword combat.
Yeah, it's a different experience. It's better.
And like, it tells a better story. Like it tells a story.
Yes, and it tells. I feel like it's a demonstrably better game. But Ocarina has fucking great final battle. But so does Twilight Princess. Like any highlight you can do in Ocarina, Twilight Princess has that too. Just doesn't look like ass and has a menu that works and an inventory that isn't a pile of shit.
That's, all right,
I don't want to.
Mario.
And also the chests and dungeons are structured similarly, but whatever.
Oh, boom!
Well, all of them are.
You got reverse reparation. Happens to all of us on Backwards Podcast.
So, all right, Henry, tell us about Mario.
You have a list?
They're similarly
God damn
three.
It.
Oh, God. No, this similarly, is gonna take forever.
Similarly, there's three Marios, though. The N64 Mario game is on this list.
Three? We put three on there?
In the top 30 or
what
three
the hell
Marios.
Wrong with us? Yeah. I kept arguing for Mario 64 because I love it to this
Where's
day.
Where's Luigi's Mansion?
And me too.
I kept arguing to have Mario 64 even higher than it is because I feel like it's...
Well, I would still argue to have Yoshi's Island stricken from the record forever.
I think that's
you love Yoshi's Island.
I do, but it's not a real fucking Mario game.
Is this a list of best Mario games? Is that what this is?
No, what it is a list of games where you don't wait for a fucking diagonal trigger to shoot 90 degrees before you let go of a
you
goddamn
know what?
Egg.
No, there are shortcuts. There are shortcuts
crayon.
For that with your right and left triggers.
No, that's what it's not. It's everything it's not is a good Nintendo game that I really, really love. And I hate the fact that because, like, you love certain things about it that you had to, like, you read about and hit in books, which is okay. But it doesn't make it fun. It's not fun! It's a bad game! I fucking hate Yoshi's Island.
You're killing him! You're killing Henry.
Somebody pick Henry up.
I was
anyway,
trying to goad you. It didn't work out.
I like Super Mario 64 as much as the next guy.
I think there needs to be a conversation here about why.
So anyway.
Why Ocarina was not on the list.
That's not even what I'm talking about.
But 64 is. Why is 64 deserved to be on the list when Ocarina doesn't?
Because the 64 created the 3D platformer, period.
I'm just giving you guys a thing to talk about.
And it's still fun. Like, I agree.
Yes.
I agree. Most of those era games like Ocarina, they don't hold up well because the graphics, the gameplay has been refined over the years. So if I was going to recommend a 3D Zelda, I'd pick Wind Waker or Twilight Princess. But a 3D Mario game, I wouldn't recommend Sunshine of all 3D Marios.
Well,
and Galaxy.
Galaxy 1, but
and
64.
Galaxy, which is on the list and is a great fucking game, and I love what they did with it. It's still... There's
well,
things about
cheating.
It. Cheating! I feel like it's cheating to a degree. Whereas Mario 64
cheating.
Is full worlds with tons
worlds
of tons
with different
of
things
to
discover.
Do.
Not four blocks with a okay. swirling right, world
wait
around
a minute.
It to make it look like a new
okay.
place. And then they give you a spring suit. And what that does
right.
is not let you move
the
very much.
The spring suit is like 5% of a game.
What
you always pull out the spring
suit. Twice. Green
no.
stars, motherfucker.
No,
all right.
Second.
Stars.
And second... When you in Super Mario Galaxy 2, when they recreated Nintendo Mario 64 level, there are some you see
there
the size
goals
you see
in
the
a seven
you
goal level.
See the size of it, and you can
Go
also see
Galaxy.
How big. Like you get I'm an idea. There are some stages in Galaxy that are also pretty huge, like that are planetoids or areas before you fly
well,
off.
You're yeah, qualifying your rebuttal with some and
no, but I also
some of them are pretty.
No,
huge.
I
you
also
said planetoids. Did the, you not hear planetoids?
The planetoids are so. Specified and so specific, like that's a beautiful fix. It's a beautiful fix. Also,
you know what? Those were all buried inside canyons and holes and pyramids in Mario 64. Like they're in the level, and
but also the in Galaxy, like the platforming. A lot. Some
there
people,
is no platforming.
So wait, some people had problems with really figuring out jumps in 3D, even in Mario 64. Like I think,
and they're babies and shouldn't be playing games anymore.
I think Galaxy was a much better compromise.
Rudimentary. One for me. This is going to sound bad. I love a triple jump, and I love that Mario's run in 64 is so fucking cute.
Yeah,
I like
the way
that.
He throws his hands back is so goddamn cute. The three because it's rudimentary, all of it makes more sense in that perspective. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think half of the things that appear in Mario Galaxy matter to your actual experience. Whereas everything you touched, everything that was there in Mario 64, you could interact with and was part of the game. And eventually, the seventh star is 100 coins, which I don't know why they took that out, because that's like you spend as long as you want utilizing every aspect of this
that's
level.
My favorite part.
And,
yes.
And I don't know why they took that out, because it could be in everything.
Well, they put the purple coins in there instead.
But second, with like I think Galaxy deserves to be on there too,
because
it does belong.
And I think it should be ahead of 64 as well, because if you compare 64, like 64 is a good matchup to the first Mario Brothers, just as Mario 3 is a good matchup to Mario Galaxy. Mario Galaxy has so many more like abilities and like
suits.
New suits, and also and
those
also
are the same
like,
thing by the way.
Michael's just giggling that he brought something up.
And also, there's so many like just one off. They use the waggle so well. Like no game on the Wii used it better than that. Like.
And I hate the waggle on that. Give me a controller. No, the game's immediately better.
No, the waggle works great. You can point at the thing.
Oh,
the
point.
Star bits.
Point and
you
shake.
And the
look,
shaking.
Look, you're
like
making
the
same points I made against fucking Twilight Princess being
play it on GameCube, baby.
I'm not any.
The shaking.
On
the,
either your side.
The shaking is core to Mario Galaxy, and it's great. It works great.
It works. Like, yeah. It works best in that game, but I still would rather play that
it's
game
nice,
with a
but
controller.
But when you hold down the A button,
you
Yoshi's
are
Island,
playing it with a controller.
But when you hold
are.
Down the A button yeah, in Yoshi's really. Island, the shittier Mario game, he hovers too, and he saves himself.
No, that, and also that
it doesn't
kind
involve
of
hovering, waggle at all.
That kind of hovering move is a great fix for people who are having trouble at
yes.
spotting where Mario is in a 3D. No, I think that Nintendo was addressing a real concern that lots of people in all 3D platformers have problems telling where your character is.
I think that's a litmus test for continuing to play video games. If you can't figure out how to jump from point A to point
Galaxy
B,
Galaxy also just has
you
so.
Should give up.
I don't know. I felt like Galaxy just has way more stuff to do
sorry,
as well.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry, it was an accident. I was Zoe.
What
Zoe
was that
left for dead.
Jesus Christ.
I meant to right click.
Yeah, we really have. Maybe we should just.
Jesus, sorry, Hank.
I so then, like, Mario 3. I put Super Metroid at number 9. I'm not going to go into it, but it's, like, to me, the best 2D, like, non-Mario
yes,
game ever made.
Yes.
It was atmospheric, mm-hmm. and it was all the buzzwords before there were the buzzwords. Atmospheric and claustrophobic. Oh, man, was it.
Oh, man.
Like, it was all those words. Like, they made such a creative planet. Like
a planetoid?
No, a full fucking planet, Henry. With, like, there's little bugs scurrying and wildlife walking around and just using the sound effects and and using just only what the Super Nintendo had to make this amazing fucking game.
That was...
That was, like, scary and oppressive and claustrophobic and all this shit
it's,
with the most basic
it's not
technology.
That I don't want to sing the praises of
I'm
Super
done,
Metroid,
I'm done.
But every... that we only, like, discussed it, like, yeah, Super Metroid, that'll be in the top 10. Because
no,
we know it.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a fantastic game, but I hate seeing it at number one.
It's not number one.
Yeah. Number one in other on other lists.
Right. I have a similar phobia for seeing Shadow Colossus, so in
you
the
do
top
too.
10.
You're right. You're right.
Just because I feel, I don't know, I feel like it's on the verge of being overrated just because
of
everybody's...
So, what left of the top five do we want to explain?
Oh my God.
We've talked about a lot of this.
Probably GTA and San Andreas, I would think. That's
well,
GTA 4 versus
San
Andreas.
San Andreas?
Yeah, GTA 4 is better next.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that there's both. Why we recommend San Andreas when you have GTA 4?
Yeah, this was actually kind of a heated debate, as I remember. But they are very different experiences.
Yes.
They're at their core, they're similar. But, I mean, San Andreas is like this
I love being punished for not exercising.
Would you like to watch Goodfellas or play with some Legos?
I was never punished for not exercising.
I kept getting fatter.
Yeah, I got fatter, too.
You don't eat.
But you
that's
you,
the
you
thing.
Eat
you
when you've been shot a lot.
You get health pickups. It's the same thing.
But
you
I keep
never
crashing my motorcycle because the game's so blurry.
Then you suffer, Brett. But no, there are very different experiences. That San Andreas was just kind of like the apex of that kind of crazy GTA attitude that like...
They threw everything at the wall.
Exactly. Throw everything at the wall, including the kitchen sink. Mm.
And it all sticks.
It
all
does.
The metaphors.
Know,
it's amazing that it was like
the jetpack, which is like
it
a game ruiner.
It just went completely berserk, and it should have been awful, but everything awesome. It did was amazing. But and it was great. But GTA 4 is a completely
it's a different it's kind a work of experience. Of art.
It's yes, the only one I finished. I have to admit, I did love 4.
Like, I do say in the entry, it's a staggering creative and technical achievement.
Yes,
that wow. It's this amazing yes. living city.
Yeah.
It is more detailed and more, I think, replayable than just about any other game in the current generation.
They ended up taking that same... You're basically just playing the same city, but here's two more stories with new characters, yeah. and you don't mind that you're in the same city.
And we are taking the Liberty City stories into account here. Episodes from Liberty City.
Which we'll tell you about in game deals earlier in this podcast. So bad.
I'll look backward to that.
Like San Andreas, obviously.
I don't remember that because it didn't happen, but I don't think I will have heard that part of the deal.
I heard it.
Oh, well, okay. Never
complete
mind.
Edition. Yeah.
Okay,
you'll
good.
You'll have to find out the price good. Earlier in the
well,
podcast.
Well, I'm glad that I'll eventually hear that. Never mind.
And one of the reasons GTA 4 is so high up here, and we actually debated a bit whether it should be this or Red Dead Redemption. Now, Red Dead Redemption is a lot of fun. It tells an incredible story, but you cannot ramp horses off of, you know, jumps at high speed into bridge supports.
Not with that attitude.
And make them explode. And you can't skydive out of stolen horses.
Well, I did.
That you're flying over a skyscraper that is in the Old West, so it's probably made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I played this level.
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's in the expansion.
It's evident in all Rockstar games, but I haven't cared about characters this much.
Are you talking about Red Dead Redemption now?
Well, I'm talking about GTA. It's easily transferable to Red Dead, but I haven't cared about characters so much because they literally do something so well with characters, and I hope it's not just the fact that I ride along to every mission and hear their life story, and that's it. That's all I need to fall completely in love with criminals.
I thought GTA 4 had fantastic characters,
me
and
too.
You know, even regardless of the fact that everyone complains, it's like they're always calling me and wanting to go play darts. It's like you don't have to go play darts. It's
I wanted to
annoying.
Go play darts with them.
No,
I'm not every time. Come on.
Oh no, every single time. I still every night I go back and play darts with Bruce.
I played darts once.
But
that's it. I can't
you didn't
stand
load up
it
Lost in the Damned, and like that doesn't happen anymore.
That's true.
Like,
it was a lesson learned
immediately.
It doesn't happen in Gay Tony, because you don't really have any friends except for those two lowlights that you're doing drug
like,
dealing
is
with.
Like the San Andreas of the series. Because
I still need to play that.
Oh, man.
Well, just because, it's like it's the most opulent.
Every mission
character.
Is just so super over the top.
Opulent. It's very silly. It's kind of what was missing from GTA 4 that like they said
I loved about
GTA
it.
4 is rags to slightly better rags.
Yes.
And Gay Tony is kind of like riches to other riches. It's like you're just fighting to
this
just
incredible
keep hold of your
riches. For this Holness Wagner baseball card. Riches. I'm trying to do metaphors.
Yeah, well, it kind of went, if you go into that way, like the GTA 4 started out kind of in the middle with Nico and like, you know, kind of a working class existence. And then like it went to Johnny Klebitz, who's like lives kind of like on the fringes of society. Yeah. He's sort of an outlaw. He lives in this disgusting fucking flophouse. Mm-hmm. And you know, that it had that horrible grain filter that just made everything look washed out and ugly. And then Gay Tony is like the opposite of that, where it's like, this is insane wealth everywhere.
With the fat back band.
And incredible guns.
And the wiener.
Exploding shotgun shells.
Well, the wiener wasn't Lost in Dance.
Oh,
fucking
shells.
They had the fucking parachute missions and the helicopter missions. Whatever.
Gay Tony had the fucking.
The fucking.
Right.
Thought I was going to get some support. It's all right. No.
So number three is Chrono Trigger.
Oh, who cares?
We love Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, it's an amazing game. I don't even have anything else
to say. Shame on a Nigrar.
Oh, boy.
Who? What?
Careful.
Can I say that?
Well, that's the file extension, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you use to unzip.
Who tries to run game?
It was a popular saying.
That was
a good
Tetris.
Game. Tetris, good game.
Yeah.
But Trigger, but really,
and hearing you guys say Tetris Attack was better, it's like hearing people say, sorry, was way better than chess.
Sorry. No. Yeah.
No. Tetris has a lot of apologists, I think.
Where did my Mappy land?
I don't know how that fucking game dares call itself Tetris.
Because they wanted to sell it.
Yeah, they wanted to sell it.
Exactly!
It should be called Panel DuPont.
Well, they'd have to call it Tetris in order for it to sell.
No, because...
Yeah, to trick stupid
They only
people
called it Tetris at one time, but that's where everyone saw it for the
All
first
right,
time.
All right,
they called it Tetris to trick
100.
Stupid people
number
into
one,
buying a great
number
game.
One,
number one
talk about was
that.
Portal.
Great people
to
buying
Tyler's
not here to talk about it. But he asked both Charlie and I...
I'm totally comfortable with Portal getting
I felt the most... When we ranked them again in our 30 to like... You rank these. I put Portal's my number one because That's the only game of this modern generation until, like, you know, I played Mass Effect and Red Dead. That was the first game of this new generation that really hit me and stayed with me. And when, the moment it was done, I was like, well, that's one of my favorite games of all time.
It's compelling. You don't have to be into games to appreciate what it does.
It's a first-person game without being a shooter. You can recommend that to someone who doesn't like shooters or play shooters.
It's fun to watch.
It's a puzzle game without being a puzzle. It's like you're solving puzzles. It just happens immersively. It just teaches you without you realizing it.
It teaches you how to think and how to use the game and how to build on your own experiences with
by
it.
By mocking you comedically.
Like, and it has a great villain that has its own character arc, like all this stuff.
Some of the best writing.
It's funny. It's scary.
This was one where when I first found out, I was like, "We're making this number one, really,
really?"
And then I thought about it some more, and it's like
it's almost too easy.
It is like almost a perfect.
but it's also 3 hours.
Perfect.
That's what's so perfect about it is that it's so such a perfect. It's so pure.
I feel its shortness.
I think that's a huge bad factor.
I agree, but like everything you love about Chrono Trigger distilled to 3 hours, like.
That doesn't mean every game needs to be three hours.
I'm being devil's advocate. I take back everything I said. Portal. I don't know why I'm insane right now.
Portal is condensed down into that 3 hours. I mean, everything that happens is interesting and fun, and I was never bored playing.
You never feel like there's time wasted, depending on if you were in the elevator on the PS3 version.
Well, there's that.
It tells a story without being preachy or beating it over your head, but it's subtle without being video game ambiguous, which is code for we built a mysterious story that we actually didn't make. It's an art game
because it doesn't have an ending.
Yes, we didn't give it an ending, and we only made bullet points and then didn't fill them in, fucker, and now you gotta buy the comic book.
And it never tells you It never tells you the story. The story is, it's like, that's a storytelling that can only happen in a video game because you piece the story together yourself. It just puts you in there. Here, you have no idea what's going on.
If you played Half-Life, you know it's part of Half-Life.
That's just a little bit of bonus, but you don't have to.
It's a nice little bonus. Like, you don't have to know that to appreciate it.
There's lots of, like, Chrono Trigger. That story is an amazing story, but it could be told in an anime or a comic book or something else. Portal can only be told in a video game.
Chrono Trigger on its amazing set pieces and like things that I didn't play it until.
The soundtrack's by Yasunori Mitsuda, who also did Rockrest Fantasia. Right, everybody,
Neon Genesis Evangelion. Let's talk Raider 144.
Say, so what are the new releases this week?
Why don't came out?
Charlie Bear, were you done?
I guess
we did have new releases this week.
This copy of U-Star is still sitting next to me.
We were supposed to faff that. But I don't have time to play games for 20 minutes.
So do you still think Cobra Triangle is the best game of all time?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Play it. Somebody play it and like write me like one paragraph of an argument.
I'm going to not play it and still insist that it's terrible.
Well, that
is the audience I'm expecting.
I want to know what Henry put as his number one game when he voted.
What am I? I put Chrono Trigger as number one. My list was Chrono Trigger 1.
Shame!
Mario 3, 2, and then I think Portal was 3. No, Tetris was 3, Portal was 4.
And Tetris is on here because it's the perfect video game.
Michael put Tetris as number 1.
I did.
I put Portal as number 1 because I colluded with Brett.
Tetris is that
to hijack.
I get the argument, but
it is fantastic. It is endlessly replayable.
Yes,
I play it all the fucking time.
Does anyone else here play Tetris with any regularity?
Yeah,
I played it recently.
Bullshit.
During Thanksgiving, friend.
Because I played on the toilet doesn't make it.
I have it on my iPhone. EA made a fantastic version.
On my iPhone.
I played that version on Windows Phone 7. I don't think.
If you're recommending this to somebody, you were assuming they haven't played Tetris, you would definitely tell them.
You need to play Beyond Mario Tetris. And Zelda alone, there's nothing else I've played on every platform in some way.
Except Sonic 1.
Except for Portal.
No, and Enjoy. And Enjoy.
Tetris, I don't know.
As
time's gone on, I've enjoyed other puzzle games more, like Tetris Attack.
God, we gotta move on.
All right, new releases, Chris.
New releases.